Chapter 12. Just before the end of the lunch period, someone knocked very lightly on the door to the counselor's office.
Come in,
said Carla. A girl timidly stepped inside.
Are you Miss Davis?
She asked. Yes, but I prefer to be called Carla.
Do I have to tell you my name?
Asked the girl. No, not if you don't want to.
Colleen Verigold,
said the girl. She sat down in one of the chairs around the round table and said,
I don't know who to invite to my birthday party.
Carla remained standing.
See, there's this boy I want to invite, said Colleen. Do I have to tell you his name?
No.
Jeff Fishkin.
Carla smiled.
But if I invite Jeff, then I'll have to invite another boy, because I can't invite seven girls and only one boy. Can I?
I don't,
except Jeff has only one friend, and he's the most horrible, rotten boy in the whole school. I can't invite Bradley Chalkers to my birthday party. I just can't.
She took a breath.
So what should I do?
You want me to tell you whom to invite to your birthday party?
Lori says you're good at solving problems.
Lori solves her own problems. I just help her think for herself.
But I don't know what to think, Colleen exclaimed. I can't invite seven girls and only one boy, and I can't invite Bradley.
When's your birthday?
November 13th.
Then you still have plenty of time, said Carla. Let me give you a form for your parents to sign. Right now, I'm not even allowed to talk to you without your parents' permission.
That's dumb.
No, it isn't, said Carla. Some parents don't want strangers giving advice to their children.
But my parents won't care, said Colleen. They said I can invite anybody I want to my birthday party.
That's not the point, said Carla. She handed her the form. Colleen reluctantly took it.
Can't you just whisper it to me? She asked.
Carla shook her head. Melinda and Lori were waiting for Colleen when she came out.
Who are you going to invite? Asked Melinda.
Not Bradley, said Lori. Please, not Bradley.
I don't know yet, said Colleen. She won't tell me until my parents sign this form.